What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're looking at this article in the Washington Post where it's saying Trump appears dazzled by being able to bomb Syria over his dessert. And I got to be honest, Trump is acting like a kid who just found daddy's gun. And that's not a very flattering picture for somebody, you know, who's in that Oval Office. Now, there's a story here coming out of Politico. Trump's base turns on him. And more people are looking at the way he abandoned Steve Bannon, how he has gotten rid of his advisors that were more in line with the will of the American people. Now he's completely corralled, cocooned by neocons. I think Reince Priebus was basically the architect of getting Trump under control. And Trump made a mistake bringing him in as chief of staff. That's the second most powerful job in that White House. That White House chief of staff controls who does and does not get to the president. And obviously, who is being allowed to get to the president is pushing that war agenda. And a lot of people are saying, even his most visible public supporters last year are saying he's not keeping his word. We did not vote for the man. We voted for the policies he promised he was going to follow, and we're not getting it. Another article, this out of Sputnik News, the astounding hubris, incoherence, and dysfunction of the Trump administration. And it's predicting that in decades to come, historians will identify this past week as one of the most seminal in post-war history, placing particular emphasis when they do on the actions of one of the most unstable, unpredictable, and capricious presidents ever to occupy the White House. And I'm not worried about the history books because the way things are going, none of us are going to be around to read them anyway. But that is becoming the public image of the Trump presidency, unstable, unpredictable, and capricious. And that means that if we do edge closer to a nuclear war, other nuclear nations are going to be more disposed to hit that preemptive attack button out of a concern that they have no idea what Trump may be capable of doing. We're in a completely different situation than we were during the Cuban Missile Crisis. Neither Kennedy nor Khrushchev wanted to start a nuclear exchange. And Kennedy knew that was true of Khrushchev. Khrushchev knew that was true of Kennedy. And they were able to get the situation back under control and pull us back from the edge of a nuclear world war. Now these foreign leaders, they're looking at Trump. They don't know where he's at. They don't know whether he wants a nuclear war or not. And that puts the whole situation on a hair trigger. Now, Noam Chomsky is out there predicting the resistance against Trump will continue to build. And he's made a very cogent comment. The institutions look powerful, but they collapse as soon as the population becomes enraged. And folks, now's the time to be enraged. Now's the time to allow your anger to come on out, not just at Trump, but at the federal government as a whole, the Federal Reserve, the war machine, the medical industrial complex. We've reached that breaking point. It is time to get angry. And again, it is not just Donald Trump. It is the system as a whole that is dragging us toward a disastrous new world war that, in my estimation, we're going to lose. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the government and the corporate media have started to realize that the independent media aren't just a bunch of people out on the fringe that they don't need to pay attention to, and they're on the attack. They're going after our advertisers, playing computer games, all kinds of stuff like that. Now, CIA Director Mike Pompeo is out there in a war of words going after Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, saying it's hostile intelligence, that they're in league with Russia. And these days, anything bad is blamed on Russia. I got a flat tire. Oh, well, Putin did it. Stole the valve out of the filler spout. And this is a prelude to passing laws saying that we're no longer allowed to quote from the Russian media. Remember when they came up, the Washington Post came up with that ridiculous list of websites that are arms of Russian propaganda, and I was absolutely proud and delighted that my website was on that list. And they had to pull back from the story because it turned out their entire basis for claiming that we were all working for Russian intelligence was that we were linked to stories from Russia Today. That was it. That was the entire case, that we were tools of Russian propaganda. I'm certainly not getting any checks from Russia. I'm not getting anything. I got a box of chocolates for Christmas from Russia. That's it. All right, we're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining the network. Julian Assange has responded to Pompeo by saying, you know, this is, you know, from the same CIA that produced Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Iraq, Iran, and Pinochet. And right now I can understand one of the reasons why the government is in a state of panic, because history and the truth are against them. They're not coming from a position of intellectual strength, because they are the liars. And we're out here trying to get the truth out. People want the truth, and the truth is on our side. People really want the truth right now because they realize the lies are being used to drag us into a war, just as the U.S. government and other governments have done all throughout history. Torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, Lusitania not carrying weapons, Saddam's nuclear weapons, blah, 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 and on and on and on and on, ad infinitum, ad nauseum. And they're doing it again. Now, there's a very interesting article that's over in Washington's blog, How Military Decisions Are Really Made. And it says, military decisions are made based not on defense needs, because nobody's actually attacked us, but on economic and geostrategic advantage. Many of the recent wars are really pipeline wars. Syria is a good example. Those pipelines are big business. And where they go is very important. Afghanistan was a pipeline war. And this article is basically updating and reiterating what Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler wrote in his monograph, All War is a Racket. Now, Butler rose through the ranks, became a major general, and during his entire career, he was a really good soldier. He was much admired by his men, which is why the bankers tried to tap him for their planned coup against President Roosevelt. But once Butler retired from the military, he started speaking his mind, and he said, it is a racket. But none of the wars he fought in had anything to do with threats to the United States of America. It was always about grabbing resources, changing governments, promoting U.S. corporate interests in other countries. If you have not read my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, well, you're in a minority, but you really should. Now, China has succeeded in angering Israel by coming on out and saying it is time for the world to fix the historical injustice against Palestine. And they're pointing out it's been 70 years since the United Nations passed a resolution calling for the creation of an independent Palestine right alongside Israel. And Palestinians are still being denied their independence. And it's just amazing to think of all the violence and bloodshed and hatred that has been caused by one single inequity on Israel's part. Israel wants a right to exist, but doesn't want to give it to anybody else. If Israel would grant to Palestine that which it demands for itself, a right to exist as a nation, all of the horror of the last 60-odd years could have been avoided. Now, Now, CNN has actually gone out and confirmed Fox News Judge Napolitano. British intelligence did spy on the Trump campaign and forwarded that information on to a U.S. intelligence agency, who then passed it on to the Obama administration. It really is a new Watergate. Apparently down in Kansas, they have convicted somebody of voter fraud, voting for Hillary Clinton when they weren't supposed to. Just on and on. Susan Sarandon, and by the way, there's a lady I have a huge amount respect for. Remember back during the campaign, she was being interviewed on TV and said, well, you're going to support Hillary Clinton, right? Because you're a woman. Women are going to support Hillary Clinton. You're a woman. You will support. And Sarandon said, no, actually, I'm supporting Bernie Sanders. And everybody just exploded. And in a recent interview, Susan Sarandon basically reported Hillary Clinton's supporters were harassing her so much. Somehow her phone number got on out. She had to change her phone number. Now, for somebody who's in show business, having to change your phone number is a major, major inconvenience. Because very often you'll hand out your phone number and you won't get a call for any kind of work for months, if not years. And if you change your phone number, people who might want to get to you, they can't get to you. Right? They can call your lawyer, your agent, whatever. But family and friends, it's a big headache to change your phone number. So, okay, we're going to take a phone call here. Yvonne in New York. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. I wanted to ask your opinion on an interview that I saw on RT where a CIA, an ex-CIA agent, was talking about the Moab. Wait, was it Moab? Yeah, the Moab bomb.
Yes, yes.
And he said that it landed on these tunnels. And the interviewer from RT said, now, Snowden wrote a tweet, and he said that CIA built those tunnels. And then the CIA agent, he looked like he was smirking, like he was holding back a laugh, you know. And I was thinking, what is that? Like the CIA built those tunnels for the Mujahideen or something like that? So is it possible, right? Is it possible, because I'm so sick to death Trump right now, I feel so betrayed, but is it wishful thinking on my part, or is it possible that maybe he is really getting the bad guys? Because we know the CIA are the bad guys, and if they built those tunnels, they've got to have all sorts of really great equipment and all this other stuff in the tunnels, and if Trump just blew that up, maybe he really is going after the bad guys?
Technically, yes, because the installed U.S. puppet government in Afghanistan is not in control of the whole government. They're in control of those parts of Afghanistan where the oil pipeline and the opium poppies are. But that eastern part of Afghanistan has always been a major headache for anybody to operate in, and that's where this Moab was used. But the reality is that it's hard to say who's the good guy and the bad guy in Afghanistan.
That's what he said. That's what that's exactly what the CIA agent said, that it's hard to know.
Well, from my point of view, you need to go back and understand that the reason the Soviet Union went into Afghanistan in the first place back in the 1980s was because the U.S. was even then trying to covertly overthrow Afghanistan's government. And that's why the Soviet Union went in. And then, of course, the U.S. government threw a tantrum and they started their covert war against the Soviet Union. And they poured vast sums of money into it until finally the Soviet Union gave up. And that was very damaging because it was the first time the mighty Soviet military had lost a major war. And that contributed to the beginning of the downfall of the Soviet government. And if we get into this war here and we lose, as I think we are, it's probably going to trigger the collapse of our government.
Now, when you say this war, do you mean in Syria or in Korea? I don't know who they're going after every day. They keep switching targets.
They're going after everybody. It's a world war. That's what makes it a world war. And right now they've botched Syria because that cruise missile attack was ineffective. Then they bombed that ISIS chemical weapons place and killed several hundred people. So they're having to de-emphasize Syria, and that's another reason why they're ramping up on North Korea. But sooner or later, they're going to get one of these conflicts going, and it's only a matter of time before Russia gets dragged into it, China gets dragged into it, and it's going to be a very unpleasant situation for everybody involved.
And what's with this thing with the South China Sea? I don't understand that. And I tried calling InfoWars. They can always hear me perfectly clearly. They're going to put me on the line until I say, they say, what do you want to ask about? I say, oh, I have to ask a question about the South China Sea. And then all of a sudden, the static on the line connection goes bad. And every time you listen to InfoWars, they say China is threatening us. They're putting ships in the South China Sea. And I don't understand how that threatens us. It's
off
their coast.
It doesn't. Those islands belong to China. They belonged to China before World War II. At the end of World War II, the Cairo Convention returned the islands to Chinese control when they were taken back from Japan. And all the countries involved in World War II, including the United States, signed that treaty. The only reason they're making a stink about these islands in the South China Sea is to build a case for an eventual war against China.
They do want more. They're crazy.
Yeah, they are.
They're all crazy.
Yeah. Well, they're figuring if they make a mistake and it goes completely nuclear, they've all got bunkers. They've reactivated the Greenbrier. They've got Mount Weather. They've been building these underground bunkers all over the United States at your expense, but don't count on being allowed into them. Going, you know, back 10 years or more. And
I like to hope that this Afghanistan tunnel was one of their bunkers. I'm thinking, well, maybe it was one of the places the bad guys were going to hide out, but I don't.
Well,
you know.
Basically the way it is set up, first of all, it looks like they've reactivated Cheyenne Mountain, and the Greenbrier is where Congress was going to hide out in the event of a nuclear war. Mount Weather is where the White House staff and president would be hiding on out. And they've got another location for the Supreme Court, but I don't know where they're going. But there are all these bunkers all over. There's supposedly one hidden under the New Denver Airport. It's suspected that this giant tunneled out facility in the middle of the H3 has absolutely nothing to do with Hawaii's Department of Transportation, because even Hawaii's government isn't stupid enough to spend that much money to drill truck garages into the middle of an extinct volcano. Which has rock that's the consistency of poured concrete. So looking at that thing, it's thought there's a new emergency bunker there. There's all kinds of secret facilities here in Hawaii. Some of them date back to World War II. There's even an underground hangar where they couldn't actually fly fighter airplanes out from the mainland. So they were brought out in pieces on ships and then assembled in these underground hangars and then flown out to be deployed either to the airfields in Hawaii or to the carrier groups.
Wow. But nothing for us, huh?
No, nothing for us. We're expendable.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Well, I'll tell you this. If we survive this nuclear war, I think we need to find all those bunkers where all the rich and powerful people are and just cement over all the hatches.
Yes.
And just forget about
them. That's exactly right.
That's exactly right.
Yep. Oh, boy. Anyway, all right, well, you have a really good Easter.
Same to you. I'm going to go out and flog some bankers, because that's what Jesus would do.
Oh, my gosh, Mike, I would pay a fortune to see that. I would. You would do it and film it.
I'll make a YouTube video.
And I would watch that movie over and over again. That'd be great.
All right, well, have a happy Easter yourself. We're going to let you go here because we're on the verge of another commercial break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse so every.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to talk about the economic news now. And in another reversal from his stated policies during the campaign, Trump's proposed tax reform will help companies that are keeping trillions of dollars in offshore funds. Now, this allowing companies to keep untaxable money offshore is one of the reasons that they began moving manufacturing jobs to other countries, so that the profits they earned from those products could stay offshore and not be taxed. So it looks like Trump is definitely going to rewrite the tax code to benefit the ultra-rich and the corporations and stick it to you. Now, hang on a second. Okay, apparently they're having some kind of a military drill out there. This gets very nervous. You hear artillery fire this close to your home. Anyway, contradicting that conventional wisdom that war is good for the economy, the Dow actually had a bad Friday. Normally, they try and run it up, they massage the stock market on Friday so it has a happy ending so the money junkies can have a relaxing weekend. The Dow actually fell 138 points, and that's a continuing trend. Starting, it's been heading down a little bit, but starting with Trump's attack on Syria, people are starting to get very, very nervous, and they're starting to liquidate their stock portfolios. And the danger of that is that we know the markets are hideously overvalued. And at some point, we're going to start seeing that decline in valuation accelerate. And that's going to trigger a panic. And the instant there's a major sell-off in the market, because the current prices of the stocks are not supported by their value, there's a long way to fall. And maybe one of the reasons they're rushing to get this war going right now is if there's an economic crash before they get the war going, there will be zero public support for any more war when we're in the middle of a depression. I love this little story. It's out of Investment Watch blog. The Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas warns Trump that the system cannot continue with this debt load. And Trump promises to make the government more efficient, at which point the Federal Reserve congratulates itself for saving the economy. No, it is the debt that is created by the Federal Reserve that is the problem. And it doesn't matter how efficient Trump makes the government or how much you pay in taxes, you cannot get out of debt. It is designed that way to keep you a permanent debt slave. And all it cost the owners of the private central bank was ink and paper and computers. Story coming out of geopolitics.co, the start of the BRICS gold-backed trade is setting off alarm bells in all of the private central banks all around the world. They're getting to the point of desperation. They have to find a way to kill this, the way the banks of Europe wanted to kill Lincoln's greenbacks. The Federal Reserve wanted to kill Kennedy's United States note. The private central bankers cannot tolerate any one or any nation that is creating and using their own medium of exchange. They seek a world in which all commerce goes through their hand. All currency is issued by them at interest to keep you their slaves. It's not a system of economics. It's a system of enslavement. And the public schools work very, very hard to make sure that your children don't understand that's what this is. We are all living under exactly the same kind of banker enslavement that triggered the American Revolution. And we got sold back into that system of slavery a little more than 100 years ago by a corrupted Congress and a corrupted president. And the rest of the world is now pushing back against it. And everybody who tries gets war declared on them. All right, we're going to be right back after this commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here now. As you're probably aware, on Sunday, Turkey is having a referendum, which, if it passes, will basically transform Turkey from a parliamentary democracy into pretty much a dictatorship under Erdogan. And I think the election is already rigged for him to win because Turkey just came out and did something that's going to be incredibly unpopular. Because Turkey's economy is in trouble and their credit is terrible. They're now talking about they're going to confiscate bullion and jewelry from the ordinary people. And they're trying to disguise it as a way you turn in your bullion and jewelry and somehow you're going to wind up richer. Well, they kind of did the same thing when Roosevelt confiscated investment gold in this country in 1933. You know, they paid above the then going market price for gold with ink and paper. And then, of course, inflated the value of the ink and paper virtually down to nothing. The U.S. dollar today is worth about 7 cents of what a dollar was worth back when we still tied the dollar to metals. So I think most people in Turkey are going to realize it's another scam. What can I tell you? Now, there's another example of government not thinking things all the way through. The United States has been conducting economic war against Venezuela, going all the way back to Hugo Chavez. They even organized a coup d'etat against him that succeeded in removing Hugo Chavez from power for about 8 days. And the reason the U.S. wanted regime change in Venezuela is that Venezuela had this bad habit of selling their oil for currencies other than the dollar. They were selling oil directly to China for the yuan, and that cannot be allowed to happen. So the U.S. has been engaging in economic war in Venezuela, and Venezuela is hovering on the edge of collapse. And only now somebody is all of a sudden realizing that Venezuela has been borrowing money from Russia, who's trying to hold them up. And if Venezuela defaults, Venezuela's energy assets, their oil fields, refineries, everything will fall under Russian control. And that will allow Russia to have a much greater influence over global oil and gas prices. Now, the U.S. uses its influence on global oil and gas prices as a tool of geopolitics. And if Venezuela collapses and Russia gets control of those assets, the U.S. ability to influence these events is diminished. And apparently somebody wasn't thinking about that when they should have been. What happens when you succeed at whatever you're trying to do? Another good example, the entire Federal Reserve system, the whole private central banking system, is designed to basically suck all the wealth out of a population and put it in the bankers' pockets. And nobody stopped to think, what happens when it succeeds and the economy simply cannot function any longer? Now then, you're probably familiar with the Pier 1 stores. When I was a kid, they were really cool. You could get all kinds of interesting stuff there. The one they have here locally, not so much. It's very bland compared to what it used to be. And apparently they're now announcing closing of stores. They're going to close between 20 and 25 stores in the next couple of years. And there's a very interesting article over in Government Slaves about all these retail closings that we're seeing and how it's not going to solve the problem. The executives of all these retail chains are looking at their profits drying up, and they're going to cut costs by closing stores. And the closures are adversely affecting the shopping malls, which are getting more and more vacancies. We have quite a few of them down here at the bottom of the hill. And in a column for Fortune magazine, Stephen Dennis, who's a former executive at Neiman Marcus and Sears, saying closing stores is not the panacea that Wall Street seems to believe. You cannot have a brand that shrinks its way to prosperity. It's misguided. Instead of closing stores, retailers need to fix the underlying problems ailing their businesses. And again, I'm going to go back to Radio Shack as a good example. Radio Shack had a very successful business catering to those of us who like to build our own electronics. And they did very well, and they were a brand name. And then all of a sudden, somebody got it into their head, well, we're going to go mainstream, and we're going to upscale. And they abandoned their existing customer base. They still had some small electronics stuff, but not like it was in the old days. And more, they partnered with one of the cell phone companies, and they started selling the same consumer-level devices everybody else was selling. And they divided the market, and they got into trouble. And when they got into trouble, what they should have done, according to this article in Forbes, and I'm firmly in agreement, is they should have said, okay, we goofed. Let's go back to what we were doing before that was working. And they didn't do that. And they're in trouble. I've talked about this before, the essence of the retail experience. And this is another area where the retail corporations have made a hideous mistake. In order to take advantage of volume discounts, they're buying more and more of fewer and fewer products. And in many cases, they're simply not carrying a lot of things. Don't want to have a lot of their credit lines tied up in inventory. And more I get very frustrated going into stores, and the attitude that I am getting is, no, we don't carry what you want, but we can sell you this, and maybe you can make it kind of work for what you want. Or this is really better than what you wanted. No, I want to buy what I want to buy. And they'll say, okay, well, we can order it for you. That's not an answer. I can order online. I know how to order online. I don't want to order online, especially here in Hawaii. Things can take months to get here. And very often, especially in terms of the equipment I used to do this radio and TV show and run this website, I need the stuff right then and there. I try and stockpile a few things, but you know, I'm limited both in terms of money and room to stick it all. The essence of retail is instant gratification. You go on in, you find what you want to buy, you pick it up, you look at it, you check out its quality of manufacture, you give them your money, they give you the product, everybody goes home happy. And that's how retail is supposed to work. But when you're going into a store and they don't have what you want, and it's filled with things that some marketing executive thinks or has been bribed to say, this is what Americans are going to be buying, you're not going to get a good business. And by the way, there's a lot of that that goes on, where the buyers for these retail chains are going out to trade shows, they're looking at products and everything. They'll be wined and dined and sometimes other things by the various manufacturers to buy what they're selling and put it in their stores. The same way that doctors are being wined and dined and other things to push certain medications. The whole system is corrupted. And the end result is retail has become a very unsatisfying experience, certainly for me. Because our local Radio Shack has gone out of business, I went into another store, and all I wanted to get was just some uninsulated copper wire. I need to replace the antenna on my shortwave radio. And I went into this store, and they had reels of copper wire that were, like, very thick, huge. I don't even know what they think anybody's going to do with it. And I could tell from the reels it had been sitting there a very, very long time because it was already tarnished. And I was talking to the salesman. I'm saying, do you ever get the thinner stuff? And, no, this is all we carry. I don't know why. I can't see what anybody would use it for. Same thing in the local supermarket. I'll go on in. I'll say, I want to buy this. No, we don't carry it. Could you arrange to carry it? No, all these decisions are made by corporate headquarters. It's part of that encroaching fascist attitude by corporations toward us, as evidenced by this disaster on United. And the good thing about that is that all of a sudden people are standing up and saying, we are sick and tired of being treated this way. We're sick and tired of this obvious corporate attitude that we should be grateful to buy what they want to sell us, and we have no right to demand that they sell us what we want to buy. Now, one of the indicators for the health of the economy is discretionary spending, and one of the strongest discretionary spending indicators is, of course, restaurants. And restaurants right now are in the worst tailspin since 2009. And it's rapidly going downhill. And one of the problems that is going on is that some of the companies, not all of them, some of the companies, in order to stay profitable, are starting to use more fillers in their food. There was that big stink about Subway a little while ago. And that's going to harm their business because people aren't fooled by these artificial ingredients. I remember one of the last times I went into a fast food restaurant, and I'm going to name an exception. There's one fast food restaurant I'll still go to, and that's Wendy's. But the last time I went to one of Wendy's competitors, I mean, the food practically tasted like plastic. And the corporation's attitude is, well, we spent a lot of money on the commercial, and we're glad you came on in, and thank you for the money and everything. But, you know, this, the food is the food is the food. And I also understand that because of the Gulf oil disaster and Chernobyl and GMO and all this other stuff, that there actually isn't enough safe, healthy food to feed the current human population. Maybe another reason they're rushing toward a world war. But it's not a pleasant environment for us to be living in. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Chuck in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, long time no speak. When it comes to the inventory that's being carried by our retailers, I'm a remodeler. And when I go to Home Depot and Lowe's and I need a certain screw that they used to carry and they don't carry them anymore, I have to go out on the Internet to order more and more things that I use in my business that I like. And I watch the selection just shrink of the real hardware that the pros use, while at the same time these huge displays are being put up for, you know, large, cheap China junk. And it just makes no sense. When I went to college in business management, it was all about square footage of display case, and now it's like they're wasting space because they're just trying to fill it with large items and losing their core business, just like you were saying.
Exactly. We've got a hardware store here. It's not Home Depot. In fact, the Home Depot here is still pretty good. But there's another closer hardware store that I used to go to. I don't go there anymore. And over the years that we've lived in this area, when we first went down there, it was a hardware store. And they had tools and parts and things that you could. And over the last couple of years, the actual hardware is getting smaller and smaller. And the front of this place is just filling up with consumer decorator items. And, of course, they're going up against Bed Bath & Beyond. And so now they're struggling to stay in business. And it was frustrating for me because when we first moved into this unit, in order to help Claire be a little bit organized in the bathroom, I went and I got one of these little modular shelving systems. And I put together this assembly underneath the upstairs bathroom sink. And it worked very, very well. And then one part of it broke. But it was a modular system. You bought the parts separately to put it together. So I went on back to this hardware store where I had bought the original thing, didn't carry the line anymore, didn't have anything even close. What's the goal here? I got to throw out the rest of what I built before and build a whole new one from scratch. Ooh, money, profitability. I remember many years ago, the first thing that really drove this idea of planned obsolescence in my head is I bought a barbecue at a yard sale, and we used it for like a couple of months, and then a part on it broke. And so I went to a store that carried this line of barbecue equipment, and I took the part, and I said, I need a new one, and they're saying, oh, well, that's last year's size. It's just a fitting for a hose going to the burner, you know. And apparently, what they do is they change the size every once in a while so that you cannot repair your older barbecues. You must buy a new one. There's a wonderful movie out there called The Light Bulb Conspiracy. It's also known by the name Pyramids of Waste. And you need to look at that to see just how badly you are all being screwed by these corporate entities who don't want you to fix your own product, who don't want you to be able to keep a product for too long. And it's very eye-opening. And they talk, the reason they call it the light bulb conspiracy is because there literally is a conspiracy that all tungsten light bulbs, which are now fading out, of course, but all tungsten light bulbs were limited to 1,000 hours of life so that you would burn out the bulb and you would go and you would buy another one. And 1,000 hours...
By,
1,000 hours...
by law.
It was by a cartel called the Phoebus Group. And everybody who manufactured light bulbs, in order to get the rights to manufacture the light bulbs, had to agree to these limitations. And 1,000 hours isn't much. It was less than Edison's original bulbs. And there were companies that were able to make light bulbs that last forever, like that one that's in that firehouse in California. It's been burning for over 100 years. But a product that doesn't wear out is a bad idea from the point of view of these corporations. They want things to wear out and burn out so that you're always having to buy a new thing and work as hard as you can just to keep your lifestyle where it is. Forget about improving your lifestyle by buying something new with your money. No. You've got to buy and replace what you've had before. I've lost count of the number of computers I have gone through keeping this website and this radio show going. And... along with this obvious thing coming from Microsoft about you will buy a new operating system. We will not allow you to use your old operating system you paid for. You will buy a new one. You will rent a new one, in fact. And it's really out of control. We're almost to a commercial break here. Chuck, anything else you want to say?
Well, how many articles have we seen, you know, boohooing the retail section, getting their ass handed to them by Amazon when they force me to go to Amazon to buy what I want? I do have
exactly,
one more question.
Exactly. Oh, I'll tell you what. I'll keep you for the commercial break. I'm going to hold you over the commercial break here. We're going to take a break for some commercials. We'll be back with Chuck after these few words.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking with Chuck in Texas. Chuck, you had one more thing you wanted to share with us.
Yes, sir. Well, it's more of a question for you. Kind of off topic, more, you know, programming question for you. A lot of times your show comes through at different speeds to the point where we can't even understand. It's either playing so slowly, and I I was just wondering, why is that DNS attacks affecting the? But this is through the phone
This is over the phone line.
Yeah, whenever I called in to listen to your show after the fact, because I work, so a lot of times I can't really listen during the day. It comes through extremely slow, sometimes fast, and I have to shut it down and wait for a while, and then maybe it'll fix, maybe it won't. And the archives don't upload, but for a couple of days later, we're slow getting that done. And this is not a criticism. I understand how hard it is. I mean, John knows who I am.
Let me back up here a little bit, because there's one issue with the RBN website. I've been trying to get them to fix it, and that is that it doesn't automatically force a new page reload when you visit the archives page. And so to get the most current archive of my show, when you go to the page, refresh the page, force a complete reload, which on many browsers is pushing the F5 key. And you'll get the most recent updates, and that's an issue. I mean, there is code you can put up in the header of the page that disables the cache on that page, but apparently there's some issue that they can't use it with the current system. As far as the telephone line, this is the first time I've heard of it, and I'm going to call attention to it to our control room. And if you know John, I would strongly suggest you email him with that description about the telephone problem, because I don't know that they're aware of it.
Well, I don't know about knowing John. I just gave you a few hundred ounces of silver to start Silver Drive a couple of years back. But
that was very generous of you to do.
Well, I mean, I respect what he's doing, and he's got folks like you staying on air, and I follow you wherever you go, so it doesn't matter.
Now I know why there's no werewolves around RBN.
Absolutely. All right, my friend, I was just curious. I know you're the great techie for me, so I wanted to ask you if you knew what was causing that. So.
I will pass that along. It could be overloading of the system, but I'll pass that along. That should not be happening.
Thank you, my friend. You have a great day.
All right, same to you. Okay, we're coming up here on the top of the hour. A couple of quick stories here. Apparently, according to an article in Investment Watch blog, illegal immigrants are starting to stay away from the border. Because they are afraid of Donald Trump kicking them back on out. In fact, illegal border crossings are way, way down. So that's one thing that Donald Trump is doing correctly. Interestingly enough, as you know, right now the FBI, along with pretty much the rest of the entire government, has a public image problem. People do not think well of them. And the FBI has always been historically sensitive to their public image. So, more about this when we come back.
Getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.